Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So as we study our text today, I first like to talk about what is the purpose of hell? You know, many people say, why would a loving God send you to hell? Well, I can tell you that person obviously have no clue of what they're talking about, because a loving God do not send you to hell. A loving God got up off of his glory in heaven, came down and robed himself with flesh and died on a cross and rose again the third day so you wouldn't have to go to hell. The choice truly is yours. So we're going to talk about what is this why was hell created? Quite simply, Jesus states it in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, and it reads as follows. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So if you end up in hell, you're going to end up in a place that was not even prepared for you. It's clear that hell was created for the devil and his angels. And all that end up there would have denied the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal savior. The Psalms tells us that the second purpose of hell, Psalms 9:17 says this. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. And get this, and all the nations that forgot God. I can tell you today, America is in serious danger. A country that started out on the foundations of God's word is now turning back and getting involved in so many things that's not pleasing in the sight of God. And God is not pleased. So we see the purpose of hell. It was created for the devil and his angels. And then all the wicked and all those that forgot God will be in hell as well. Now, what's the location of hell? This is often a topic of subject. Let me give first, the scripture tells us hell. This is very clear. I don't know how it can't get any clearer than this. But the current location of hell is in the center of the earth. Matthew 12, 40 tells us this. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Then Ephesians 4:9 says it this way. Now he ascended. What is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Wow. This is important that Ephesians verse really tells us a great mystery here. Before Christ rose from the dead, the Bible says he first descended into hell. Hell was comprised of two compartments, a paradise side and then a side of torment. When Jesus Christ descended, the Bible says he set captivity free. And then the Bible says hell enlarged itself. So what happened? All those that died before Christ rose again went down to the paradise side of hell, normally a place of rest. And then Jesus Christ went down there and delivered them and took them to heaven. And then hell enlarged itself. Well, you ask, why did it enlarge itself? Because more folks will be going to hell. Now, hell is a terrible place. So we see that the location of hell is in the center of the earth. You know, some scientists, as I did this research, even estimate that the earth's core or the center of the earth may be even hotter than the surface of the sun.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.